Hey Moncrief, this is Travis, and this is my Chapter 12 podcast over the development of agriculture. So jumping right into it for our first point of analysis is kind of like all over the piece of text, but it kind of basically just comes up at the beginning with how agriculture has been around for like thousands of years. So it already has an established history of why people have special like activities for their agriculture or their food production and their rural land use, because it has a history and that's how people sustain themselves. So the next point we'll hit on is about the Green Revolution, and as per the name, how a thousand-year-old activity can be revolutionized and it can do great things still, as like reducing hunger and lowering death rates and growing populations in many parts of the developing world, as is what happened in the Green Revolution in the 1960s, which can also bring high rates of investment in both the public and private sectors to undertake like basic research of like seed hybridization and fertilizing and making pesticides, and that was pretty much the basis for the Green Revolution. Personally, I believe that agriculture is still the world's most important like industry and method of production of food, because there are like so many things that is derived from products of like plants and vegetables and fruits and all that stuff and berries and, you know, all that goodness. But there's also like put into like meats now and stuff, as you know, it could be like garnish or a side or anything like that, you know, and sometimes it's overcooked, first world problems. But still, like, for pretty much everybody, agricultural products are one of our main sources of food even today. So I can compare this to a project that I did in 8th grade. It was over the Holodomor, which, if you don't know what that is, which I'd be surprised if you don't, because, you know, you're an AP human geography teacher. But basically, it was Stalin's method of kind of, like, scaring the Ukrainian citizens into obeying his rule, because before that, Ukraine was kind of like on the fringe of trying to gain independence from the USSR, and Stalin wasn't having any of it, so he pretty much took all of their food and their wheat and all their grains and pretty much caused a massive starvation crisis in Ukraine. And that connects to this, as it was part of Stalin's land use of like Ukraine's agriculture, because it also boosted the food production of the rest of the USSR while taking away from Ukraine. For my book cover, it would probably be some play on like the southern states when there was like the 13 colonies, like Virginia and Georgia and Alabama. Or, well, Georgia was a prison colony, but so, like, around, like, Virginia and Tennessee and Kentucky, like, the breadbasket of America is what their nickname is. So, it'd probably be a play on that. And that wraps up my Chapter 12 podcast, and I'll send you off with a catchphrase, nice to meet ya.